朋友，你在收听的是活在耶稣里网站提供的福乐人生讲坛。今天的讲员是李秀全牧师。愿神的话语滋润你的心田，使你能更好地认识神和认识自己，并坚定地信靠神。
有一个很熟悉的故事。
Actually, it's a very familiar story.
南北战争结束的时候，有人跑到林肯总统面前来。
And somebody after the close of the Civil War ran into President Lincoln.
特别恭喜他。
And in a spirit of congratulations,
他说林肯总统，我们实在应该感谢上帝。
Said that Lincoln, President Lincoln, indeed we must be thankful to the Lord.
我们这次内战能够结束，我们能够成功，能够得胜，实在看见上帝实在是站在我们这一边。
And indeed, for us to see the North as winning and to be victorious in the battle, we can say that we see God standing on our side.
林肯总统对他说，上帝站在哪一边？不是我最关切的事情。
But President Lincoln in response said, it is not my foremost concern as to which side God is standing on.
他说我所关心的一件事情是我们今天是不是站在上帝的那一边。
But rather, are we today standing on the Lord's side?
我十分相信林肯是个好基督徒，他一定非常的熟悉他的圣经。
And I'm sure that President Lincoln was a very devout Christian and familiar with scripture.
他说我所关心的不是说上帝在不在我这边，而是我关心的 who is on the Lord's side.
And the question that faced him was not a question of whether God was on his side, but rather whether he was on God's side.
Who is on the Lord's side? 这句话在 King James Version, 在钦定本的英文翻译圣经里面，就翻在我们刚才李明哲弟兄带我们所读的出埃及记三十二章里面。
And we see this theme, who is on the Lord's side, taken from Exodus, the 32nd chapter.
请我们再回到出埃及记三十二章，我们看25-26这两节。
So I want to draw your special attention to verse 25 and 26 of Exodus chapter 32.
25节这里告诉我们说，摩西见百姓放肆，亚伦纵容他们，使他们在仇敌中间被讥刺。
Here it reminds us in verse 25, Moses saw that the people were running wild and that Aaron had let them get out of control and so become a laughingstock to their enemies.
然后摩西就站在营门口对着这些百姓说，凡属耶和华的，这句话，凡属耶和华的，在 King James Version, who is on the Lord's side, 谁站在耶和华这一边的，就到我这里来，于是立为子孙就到他的面前。
And so he stood at the entrance of the camp, saying, who Whoever is for the Lord, come to me, or whoever is on the Lord's side, come to me. And all the Levites rallied to him.
非常明显的，摩西在这里做了这个宣告之后。
It is very clear that after Moses gave this proclamation,
在以色列的当中就马上产生一种对立的状况。
And immediately there were opposite forces that developed within the Israelite camp.
其实摩西在还没有问这句话的时候，
Actually, before Moses had asked this question,
以色列他们已经有这两种对立的现象在他们当中。
We already see those two opposite forces at work within the multitude of the Israelites.
但是这两种人却混杂在一群人的当中。
And yet, in a sense, they were intermingled together.
当摩西说 Who is on the Lord's side? 利未人站出来的时候，我马上就看见这两群人壁垒分明，楚河汉界分得清清楚楚。
And so we see as Moses gave this proclamation that there is in a sense that there is a division, there was a coming out and a separation of these two groups of people.
从表面上看，以色列人当中分出我们和你们的不同。
And we see from the surface, we see the Israelites dividing into us and you.
但是弟兄姊妹，实际上不是我们和你们的不同。
But yet, in reality, I don't believe it's a difference between us and you.
这个不同，这个对立，是神与人之间的对立。
Rather, it is a difference between God and man.
不是我们你们的分别。
It is not you and us.
是这一群人是站在神这边，这群人不愿意站在神的这边。
Rather, it was this group of people were willing to stand on the Lord's side, and that group was unwilling.
我们知道不只是在以色列出埃及的时候有这种现象。
Actually, we see this fact or this reality not only in the Exodus account alone.
从旧约的历史一直到今天新约的时代。
Throughout the Old Testament history into New Testament even till today,
我们一直看见上帝对人所发出来的挑战。
We see over and over again the challenge that God gives to mankind.
就是要我们这些照着他的形象所造的人，要显明我们的立场是什么。
And that is that each of us made in the image of God should publicly proclaim our position.
今天有人说世界上不是二分的，是三分的。不是分两个，是分三个。
Actually, many people have said that the world can be divided not into two distinct forces, but rather three.
有的是左的，左派的；有的是右派。
Some are on the left extreme, and some are on the left, and some are on the right.
有一次，这个新加坡的总统和总理李光耀到美国来。
One time, the Premier of Singapore, Premier Lee, came to the United States.
人家就问他。
And somebody in asking him a question,
你是革派还是鹰派
asked him if he was belonged to the eagle force or the dove force.
李光耀想了一下。
And Premier Lee, after thinking,
他说我不是鹰派，我也不是革派。
He said that I did not belong to that eagle faction or that dove faction.
他说我是猫头鹰派。
Rather, I am in the owl faction.
就是到底鹰派如果说得势，我就靠那一边；如果革派得势，我就站这一边。
And said that if the eagles are triumphant in their force, or if the doves are triumphant in their peace, I will stand on whoever is victorious.
在人的角度来分，我们看见有这三种。
And so we see from the human perspective, we can divide the camps into three.
但是弟兄姊妹，从现在从以色列那个时代一直到现在，一直到永恒，我们看见神要看的是这两种阵营的立场。
Yet within the scheme of time, we see that God is not looking for these three, but rather looking for which side, the two sides, which side we are on.
我们都说神有神的意念，他的意念高过人的意念，他的道路高过人的道路。这是在以赛亚书第五十五章里面。
It has often been quoted from the 55th chapter of Isaiah that God's ways are above our ways and His thoughts are above ours.
事实上，在圣经里面是他的 thought 在先面 ，way 在后面。先有他的意念，才有他的道路。
Actuality, the translation there speaks of His thoughts.Being above his ways, that his thoughts proceed his ways.
意念是里面的，道路是外面。
That in a sense his thoughts are internal and his ways are external.
意念是讲到一件事情的理念，那个道路是讲到一件事情的方法。
And that in a sense these thoughts are the inner workings of his ways, and his ways are then a manifestation of that.
今天我们所能够看到的是路，是道路，是方法，是外表的。
And in a sense, today what we see is the ways.
但是今天重要的不是在道路，重要的是那个意念。
But yet the importance is not so much what their ways are, but rather what are their thoughts.
请问今天我们是在神的意念那边呢，还是在神对立的另外一个阵营的意念里面？
And I would like to ask us today, which side are we on? Are we on the side of the thoughts of the Lord, or are we on the side of the other side?
我们知道当摩西在发出这样的一个宣告之前，差不多六个礼拜，这个摩西被耶和华神召到山上，第二次向他有四十天的时间向他说话。
We see that immediately preceding this account, Moses for some 6 weeks was upon the mountain of God, and there twice over he received the revelation of God.
在这六个礼拜的时间里面，在以色列人当中发生不可思议的事情。
And in these six weeks.A thing happened that was beyond our imagination and fathom among the Israelites.
在以色列人当中分成两个很明显的阵营。
In the midst of the Israelites, two camps were very clearly and distinctly drawn out.
利未人愿意站在上帝的那一边，利未人以外的人站在抵挡上帝的那一边。
The Levites standing on the Lord's side, and all those that were not Levites standing opposite of God.
到底在这六个礼拜的时间，利未怎么样站在神这一边？圣经没有。
And yet, we're not really told very specifically as to how it was that in these 6 weeks the Levites stood on the Lord's side.
但是我们看到那不站在神的阵营那一边的那一些以色列的百姓， 我们可以归纳刚才所读的经文里面有三点很明显的现象。
But in the account that is given, we can see three, at least three categories which describe those that were against the Lord.
这三点是什么呢？
What are these three aspects?
我们花一点时间从这三个角度来看不站在耶和华这一边的这些人的一些光景和现象。
So I want to spend some time in this exploring what exactly was the situation in three points what these people were about.
第一，原则与人情的妥协。
First of all, we see a division or a separation between principle and human emotion.
等一下我来解释。第二，紧急的事和重要的事情的混淆。
In a minute, I will explain, but then secondly, a mixing together of that which was urgent and that which is important.
做一件事情很紧急，做一件事情很重要，这是不同的。
And actually, we see to attend to something that is urgent or to attend to something that is important could be very two distinct things.
很多时候我们的 priority, 我们的先后轻重的次序是用紧急来决定，不一定是用重要来决定。
And oftentimes in our setting of priorities, our list or our gauge of setting those priorities is based on urgent rather than important.
原则与人情的妥协。
First of all, principle and emotion, the separation.
紧急与重要的混淆。
And then the mixing together of that which is urgent and that which is important.
第三，经历与现实的脱节。
And we see then thirdly, the separation of experience from reality.
我们在二十五节、二十六节看见摩西与利未人是一个集团，亚伦与以色列人是另外一个集团。
In verse 25, we're recorded there that Moses and the Levites belong to one tribe or to one group, and Aaron and the rest of the Israelites to another.
亚伦跟以色列的百姓是以金牛犊来代表的。
And we see that in the camp of Aaron, we see them worshiping the golden calf, and the golden calf is their symbol.
二十五节，摩西责备这些以色列的百姓说：“你们这些百姓放肆了。”
And here we are reminded that Moses reprimanded the Israelites and said that they were out of control.
在一个英文的翻译说 ：“You are running wild. 你们是太野了，太乱来了。”
And we're reminded here in the NIV that it describes them as running wild or they are running uncontrolled.
在 King James Version 怎么不是这样翻译的？说这些百姓 nakedness， 他们浑身赤露在。这个神和人的面前。
And another translation in the King James were described, it's described there as they're running naked before the Lord.
因为这些人在拜金牛犊的时候，他们就落在情欲的里面，他们在整个以色列百姓的当中就乱来。
And we see in their worship of this golden calf, the people of Israel falling within passion and unsensual desires.
摩西说的原因是什么呢？
And then Moses reprimanding them, saying,
是亚伦，是你要负责任。
Saying that Aaron, it is you that must be held responsible.
因为你纵容了他们。
Because it was you who allowed them.
我们看见一个团体背逆神。
We see that as one, a group turns its back, to God.
一个人背逆神，那个人要负责。
Or even an individual, that person, that individual will be held responsible.
一个团体背逆神。那个领袖要负责。
And if it was a group that was in rebellion with God, then it would be that leader who would be held responsible.
我们看见为什么那个时候以色列人会落到这样一种光景，是因为亚伦的关系。
And we see that the Israelites, the reason for which they had fallen to such a state was because of their leader Aaron.
如果我们好好的看这段圣经，我们看见亚伦他该负什么样的责任。
And if we were to study this passage closely, we would see the responsibility that Aaron was to have taken.
我们在二十二节到二十四节很清楚看见亚伦他。满嘴都是借口。
We see that in verse 22 to 24, Aaron full of excuses.
那个摩西下山的时候大发脾气，看见以色列人这样的一个光景。
Moses descending from the mountain was full of rage, seeing the scene of the Israelites before.
亚伦马上来到他这个弟弟的面前。
And immediately Aaron ran to his younger brother Moses.
你看他在二十二节到二十四节他怎么说呢
？And here in verse 22 and to 24, we see the description that Aaron gives.
我们看这段圣经，我们越看越觉得好像在哪里看过一样。好像在那里看过一样。
Actually, it seems that as we read this passage, it seems that we have read it somewhere else before.
在亚当夏娃的身上看到过。
Actually, in the life of Adam and Eve, we see the same.
在我们每一个人的生命当中，我们也看过。
And in the sense, in each of our lives, we see the same.
当我们做错事情被当面逮着的时候
，When we had done something wrong and we were caught red-handed,
非常自然的，我们就把所有的责任都推在旁边。
And immediately, it is that we shed or we push responsibility onto other people.
亚当，亚当，你在哪里？
God coming and saying, Adam, Adam, where are you?
Oh, 他说神啊，都是你造的夏娃害了我。
Said, Oh God, it's all the one who you created, this Eve. She was the one that caused the trouble.
都是夏娃惹的祸。
And it's all, this all was at the hands of Eve.
神说夏娃，你有什么话说？
And then God turning to Eve said, What is it that you have to say?
都是你造的蛇害我的。
And Eve responding, It is all that snake which you created.
我们看见人犯错被逮，就是推卸责任。
And so we see that when somebody is caught red-handedly, their immediate response is to shed responsibility.
他说：“摩西，摩西，是这些百姓糟糕。
”And immediately Aaron said, "Moses, Moses, it was these Israelites that they're the trouble."
他说：“不只是百姓糟糕，我们这个火炉也有个 magic power.
And not only are the people at fault, but even the very furnace was at fault.
你看二十四节他怎么说？我们把金环，他说我把金环扔在火中，这牛犊便出来了。哇，你看这个火炉，多了不起。
In verse 24, it says that I threw this jewelry into the fire, and when I threw it into the fire, out came a calf. What a magic furnace we're looking at here.
我没有时间多提到一个传道人，一个领导者，他的责任有多大。
I don't have the time this morning to elaborate on the responsibility of a pastor or one in leadership.
今天在教会里面有多少人犯罪？多少人失败，多少人软弱。
And today, many people who stumble and fall, who have sinned or live a failure in their Christian life.
但是在过去一年的时间里面，我们看到一件事情。
But in this last year, we indeed see one very commonality.
在教会里面的属灵的领袖一失败，成为全国，成为全世界的笑柄。
And that, in a sense, when a leader in a religious institution, in the church falls, it becomes a laughing stock of not only the country, but the world.
Laughing stock, 其实就是 NIV 翻译的二十五节那个鸡刺的那一个字。
And actually, in the NIV, we see the description of the Israelites being described as a laughing stock.
我们看见一个经常在电视里面露面的今天基督教的领袖。
We see one who was oftentimes visible from a TV screen, a religious leader.
当他们一犯罪、一失败、犯奸淫的时候，影响多么的可怕。
And we see the tremendous effect that it has when they commit adultery and they fall.
弟兄姊妹，当我们都受魔鬼试探的时候
，Dear brothers and sisters, when it is that each of us are confronted with Satan's temptation,
我请求弟兄姊妹多为传道人祷告。
I'd ask that you pray even more fervently for those in ministry.
因为魔鬼知道
，Because Satan indeed is knowing.
他要攻击我们，大概我们不靠主都会失败。
And that if he was to attack us, if we were not to rely upon the Lord, it would be inevitable that we would fall.
但是你的失败只影响一小圈的人。但是如果一个领袖失败，就影响一大群的人。
But we see as an individual, if they were to fall, their sphere of influence is small. But if a leader was to fall, their sphere of influence is much greater.
但是从这个角度，我想我已经讲得够多了。
And yet from this perspective, perhaps I have already said too much.
弟兄姊妹，我们从另外一个角度来想一想亚伦。
And then from another perspective, to think about Aaron.
我觉得亚伦在这里有他难言的苦衷。
Actually, we see Aaron as one who was very hard or was unable to, had unspeakable difficulties.
我们看见第一节，当这些百姓来到他面前的时候，我们知道一个人好应付，一群人难应付，一些生气的一群人就更难应付。
We see that in verse 1 of chapter 32, when the Israelites came in front of Aaron, we all know that to confront or to deal with one person easy, but to deal with a multitude, much less an angry multitude, is far difficult or a task.
弟兄姊妹，传道人也是人。
And in a sense, all those within full-time ministry are human.
但是我们发现他的软弱，我们的软弱是什么呢？
Yet what is our weakness?
我们没有办法 坚持属灵的原则，尤其在人情的面前，我们就妥协，我们就放弃了真理和原则。
And that oftentimes we're unable to stand firm to spiritual principles in the face of emotional or human obligation.
弟兄姊妹，不要误会我的意思。
Dear brothers and sisters, I don't want you to misunderstand me.
神和人不是永远站在对立的。
That God and man are not forever standing in opposition to one another.
今天有些人的思想认为神和人是一定是对立。
That often people have the mentality that indeed God and man are juxtaposed.
所以他常常在教会里面拼命要讨人厌，来证明他是讨神喜欢。
And that forever within the church, they're trying to fall in disfavor of man, thinking by doing such, they would fall in favor with God.
他对任何的事情，他都有自己的立场，为的是表示他的属灵。
And that forever they're in order to express their spiritualness, that they always take their own position.
有的时候站在神那一边是少数人。
We know that oftentimes those that stand on God's side far are outnumbered by those that do not.
并不见得说所有的多数人就一定不在神那边。
But yet that is not to say that where there is a majority, God is not on that side.
路加福音二章五十二节告诉我们说，耶稣基督的身，耶稣基督的智慧和身量，并上帝和人喜爱他的心一同增长。
We see in Luke chapter 22:52 where it describes Jesus as increasing not only in stature and favor with God, but also with man.
神喜爱他，喜爱他，人也喜爱他。
Not only was God pleased with Jesus, but also man was pleased with Jesus.
虽然保罗说我们今天不需要讨人的喜欢，但是弟兄姊妹，讨人的喜欢不一定就不讨神的喜欢。
And that although Paul tells us that we are not to seek the favor of man, yet at the same breath we must say that to seek the favor of man does not mean that we displease God.
但是我们要小心，我们若真的站在神的那一边。
And yet we must be cautious that indeed if we are to stand on the Lord's side,
我们讲爱，我们讲关怀。
That we speak of love and concern.
但是有的时候不要在爱和关怀的前提之下牺牲了真理和原则。
And yet in the front of love and concern, let us not forgo the spiritual principles.
这一方面我们有很多还可以跟大家分享。
I'm sure, I know that there is a lot more that I can share specifically in this area with you.
朋友，你收听的是福乐人生讲坛的系列节目。我是玛丽姐妹，很高兴你的收听，也盼望你的来信。如果你还没有相信主耶稣，请到活在耶稣里施工网站的首页，点击永生之道，理解耶稣真理，今天就相信主耶稣，从而享受主内新生命的永生祝福。